സദാശിവ സമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യ മധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യ പര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരമ്പരാം. പേജ് 141, 14th ചാപ്റ്റർ, 19th വേഴ്സ്. ആത്മാ ഹ്യാത്മീയ ഇത്യേഷ ഭാവോ വിദ്യാ പ്രകൽപിതഃ ആത്മൈകത്വേ ഹ്യസൌ നാസ്തി. ബീജാഭാവേ കുതഃ ഫലം.
ഇൻ ദിസ് ഇമ്പോർട്ടന്റ് സ്വപ്ന സ്മൃതി പ്രകരണം, ശങ്കരാചാര്യ റിവീലിംഗ് ദി ആത്മൻ നേച്ചർ, that which is that illuminator of this entire universe, illuminator in the sense lending existence and consciousness, OS, that means original sat, OS, and it gives RS, reflected sat, sadabhasa, original sat, OS, giving RS to every nama rupa is called illumination. This illumination word is most confusing word, confusing cause word, not confusing word. Confusing causing word. എന്ന ഇംഗ്ലീഷ് തരില്ല, confusing causing word. Because illumination, whenever we use the word, immediately we take what? Literal meaning of illumination. The primary illuminator, secondary illuminator. Primary illuminator is like a tube light. Secondary illuminator is like a torch light. அப்படிலாம் எடுக்கக்கூடாது. Illuminator in the sense, the one who gives the sadabhasa and chidabhasa. The one who helps to form sadabhasa in every nama rupa and chidabhasa in every being, every live entity, that is called illumination. For that example is sun illumining the earth. Sun doing any action of illumination? Sun is not doing any action of illumination. But we use the word sun illumining the, not your sun. Okay, S-U-N, not S-O-N, but S-U-N, sun, not illumining, doing the illumining action. But we use the word what? Sun illumining the earth. There is no action of illumination. Then what is there? Then the presence of sun, earth is illumined. Clear? In the presence of sun, earth is illumined. Why? Sun is self-luminous. In his presence, everything is illumined, bright. And you have to remember my old lesson, light, illumination, bright. Light is light in whose presence things are known. Surya Jyotihi, Surya light, sunlight. Sunlight is light in whose presence things are known. Clear? That's why Jyotihi. Similarly, Atma, the primary illuminator, is like a sun who is illumining the world. Means Atma directly can never illumine the objects. Just as a dark room, is so bright. Dark room, closed dark room is so bright. Even an inch hole, small hole also is not there. It is a pitch darkness. Or you can take a cave. A cave is so dark, but it is illumined bright by some mirror outside. You keep the mirror opposite to the sun and focus to the dark room. In the angle you keep like this, sunlight is also falling and it is focusing onto the dark room or cave. That dark cave is illumined. That means things are known. Similarly, sun-like Sakshi Chaitanyam is not outside. Here, illumining the mind like mirror, illumining the mind like mirror by forming Chidabhasa. Sunlight formed here. What happened here? Sun Chidabhasa. Reflected sun is formed. Dark room or the cave, dark cave, is illumined by original sun or reflected sun? Reflected sun. Where it is reflecting? In the mirror. So the reflecting sun alone is illumining the dark room by the reflected sun in the mirror. Mirror is borrowing the reflected sun from directly from the original sun. Reflected sun formed in the mirror by the original sun. So, original sun, mirror, reflected sun and reflecting, illumining the dark room. In the example, nanna gnapam vechukonu. Adi madri, here also, original consciousness, Sakshi Chaitanyam, reflecting the mind mirror, reflecting in the mind mirror, antahkaranam. In the Sakshi Chaitanyam, chit, original chit, in the mind, formed a chidabhasa. Chit, chitaha abhasa, chidabhasa. Reflected consciousness. So that reflected consciousness in the mind, what happened? Ahankara, ego is formed. Lower I is born, as it were. Lower I or ahankara is born. And the lower I, ahankara, what reflected sun did? Illumining the dark room. Illumining the dark room means what? Making the dark room objects evident. Illumining the dark room in the sense what? Why to illumine the dark room? Dark room objects are evident. Because of which sun? Reflected sun. Where? In the mirror. Where is original sun? Up above. Similarly, Sakshi Chaitanyam don't look up above. Here, in the body itself, mind mirror inside, reflecting, ahankara, inga reflected sun madri, inga ahankara, lower eye is formed and making the objects in the world, in the body, evident. Their dark room, here, jadam. Their dark room, inga idella jadam. Body by itself is jadam. Mind itself by itself is jadam. And world objects are also jadam. How they are evident to whom? They are evident to ahankara, the lower eye, secondary illuminator. Dark room things are evident because of whom? Reflected sun. Similarly, the entire world is you are seeing, experiencing. The experienceability, the knowability is because of this reflected consciousness or ahankara. That reflected consciousness directly making the objects evident, experienceability, knowability is because of this reflected consciousness, which is formed in the mind, which is known as ahankara. Otherwise it is called as secondary illuminator. Secondary illuminator is blessed by whom? Original illuminator, Sakshi Chaitanyam. I am that Sakshi Chaitanyam, original consciousness, blessing the mind to form a reflected consciousness through which body-mind complex is evident and world is evident. This is the teaching of Vedanta, over teaching. If you know that you are Sakshi Chaitanyam, I am the adhishtanam of this entire world, including body-mind complex. You are a muktaha. Nama rupa prapancha sarvam is blessed by me, knowable and experienceable, because I bless the mind with chidabhasa. I am not chidabhasa. I am not ahankara I. Mother I, father I, brother I. That is my lower I. I am original chaitanyam. If you know this, you are muktaha, Padmasri Vibhushan, Virud title. Okay. Tiryum Swamini, Tiryum, and it has to be soaked into the mind. You all know this. The subject is not different. Whatever you know already, I am just sharing. But this must be soaked into our personality. This is the truth. This is one of the truth in Jolakudad. This is the truth. Ever the truth. This is the only truth. Look into the shloka now. 19th shloka. Atma hyatmiya iti eshaha bhavaha. Not knowing I am Sakshi Chaitanyam, who is illumining this mind and forming ahankara and hucha ahankara, playing that what? Aham, I am, what? I am staying in Tinagar, I am staying in Mailapur, I am staying in Kodambakam, aham, then mama, I am so and so, and I belong to them, they belong to me, mama. Aham, mama, atma means ahankara, atmiya means mamakara, mind, atmiya. Acharya, always why you have to use aham, mama, atma, atmiya, atma, atmiya, nanu, ennudayadi, atma anna self, nan, and the lower eye vechandi nan anu cholra. Not knowing, 19 minutes, 18 minutes I have discussed about the topic now, not knowing that 18 minutes lecture. Person takes that reflected consciousness, ahankara, as real. That is the mistake what we are doing. Don't commit that mistake. Make use of that ahankara. You have to use it for vyavahara, but don't take it as yourself. That alone you have to do. Make use of it. Eat nicely, enjoy the world, look at the world, but don't say, this is mine, I am body-mind complex, I belong to this, this is my house, my son, my daughter, my body, my, no my. Because ahankara itself is mithya, false. Connected to ahankara, relations also mithya. Where is the question of sambandha? How sambandha is possible? Not sambandhi, sambandhi, introducing. My sambandhi anna. Therefore, yatra yatra ajnanam tatra tatra sambandha. Yatra yatra ajnanam tatra tatra sambandha. Otherwise no sambandha. Daughter relation, mother relation, father relation, brother relation, every relation with all objects also, possessions. Once the relation to come, first you have to invoke ahankara. Without invoking ahankara, identity with ahankara, you can never go further mamakara. So mamakara is coming because of ahankara. Ahankara, if it comes, doesn't matter. Identity with ahankara, oneness with that ahankara is the cause for problem. That's what he says. Atma, atmiya iti yeshaha bhavaha. This notion is because of avidya prakalpitaha, not knowing the sakshi chaitanyam, OS and OC. Not knowing OS and OC and original sat. OC and original chit. Not knowing, not remembering, not knowing. Where is the question of remembering? Not knowing OS and OC, taking RS and RC, Sadabhasa and Chidabhasa, Hankara, Mamakara, Idilla Brahma, because of Ajnana. So, when it will go away? Atma Ekatve. Atma Ekatve means this Jivatma is false, and the Jivatvam, that Ahankara you remove, take the Lakshyartha of Aham. Lakshyartha of Aham, I am Sakshi Chaitanyam. How many Atmas are there? As Sakshi Chaitanyam. As original sun, how many suns are there? Only one. When, as reflected suns, there are many. As many reflections, so many. As many reflecting mediums, so many reflections. But as many suns are there, how many suns are there? Only one sun. Only one Surya. Similarly, only one Sakshi Chaitanyam, Atma Chaitanyam in many mind mediums, many Ahankaras are formed. Now, I the Atma Chaitanyam Ekaha, Atmaikyam. In that body, every body, I am only there as Sakshi Chaitanyam. Ahankara is only a reflection. False. Therefore, I need not give reality. It is only for entertainment. Cinema. It is only an entertainment. Whatever happens in that doesn't matter. Okay. But we take it as big matter. It's a big issue, Swamini. It is the biggest issue. Issue. And the issue, Ajnanam. Wherever the Atma Jnanam, Atma Ekatve, Asau Nasti. Asau means Aham Mama Nasti. Aham also Mithya. Mama also Mithya. This Aham Mama are born out of me, the Sakshi Chaitanyam. Therefore, now onwards, I am not giving importance to Aham Mama. Therefore, I say what? Idam Namama. Idam Namama. And Shulnuvena. So, Bija Bhave Kutah Palam. Where, when there is no Bija, where is the fruit? Where the fruit can come? Where there is no bija means what? Where there is no avidya, ajnanam, which is the cause for aham, mama, the phalam, the samsara, all these, where they can come, when ahankara is falsified because of jnanam, ajnana gone, bija gone, avidya gone, samsara gone, dukkha gone. Abhayam pratishtham vindate. Up to here we saw in the last class. Next shloka, 20th shloka. Very, very interesting and the crux of Vedanta. Upadesha Sahasri, straight teaching. You know? Drashtra shrotrutta dhamantra. Vijnatrevatadaksharam Drashtradyanyannatadyasmat Tasmadrashtahamaksharam. Very, very important shloka. Acharya, borrowing the Brihadaranyaka mantra, I am not the body mind complex. This is the first level of understanding. I am not this body, I am not this mind. Every sadhaka, mumukshu, Vedantic student must know this. Then second level of understanding is, this body, mind, what I am not, is mithya. That is also important, very important. I am not this body, mind, mano, buddhi, ahankara, chittani, naham, fine. But this mano, buddhi, chitta, ahankara, body, mind complex, is it there, really speaking? I have to understand it is not there really. It is there unreally. Therefore it is mithya. That understanding is also very, very important. So Acharya goes further explanation. See, world is real, body is real, mind is unreal, body is unreal, world is unreal. Means, don't mistake, it is unreal from the standpoint of absolute reality, that Brahman. It is less real. We don't say world doesn't exist at all. World exists unreally. Experientially it is there, but it is not absolutely real. Vyavaharikally available. Ulagame illa, ulagame illa, nana paithyama. Ulagame illa, nana eppadi solla mudiyum, ivula periya ulagam munnadi irukkumbodhu. Irukku, world is there. But what we say, see, for a dreamer, dream world is there. But dream world is less real than waker. Dream world is not as much real as this waking world. Is it not? You have seen dream world, dream objects. Can you say, is it as much real as this world? Tell me. You have seen the dream objects, dream persons. But you cannot say it is as real as this waking world. It is less real. In spite of your experience, it is less real than this waking world. Do you say or not? Do you agree with this? Do you agree with this? All of you agree? Similarly, waking world is there. Waking world we are experiencing. But it is less real from Sakshi Chaitanyam standpoint. From waker standpoint, dream is less real. We don't say dream is not there. Dream is there for a dreamer. We don't say dream is not there. Dream is unreal, we say. We say unreal, unreal. Today dream comes or not night. Thirupi dream varu. Again tomorrow what you say? Unreal. Inga unreal and chonnanu dream varada illaya? Nice, no? Even though you know dream is unreal, in spite of our utterance that dream is unreal, unreal, today night dream is going to come. Let us expect good dreams. Okay. Tomorrow morning when you wake up, immediately you say what? The dream I got yesterday, it is unreal. Less real than waking. Same way, what you say, dream is not there. You say or not? Dream is not there. After waking, you say, dream is unreal, it is not there. Because dream is a lot of money. After waking up, money is not there. Similarly, you are the waker, intelligent waker, said dream is not there. Now the guru is intelligent waker from the dream number two. Shishyas are all in dream number two. What is that? Waking world is less real from the standpoint of Atma, Aidi, Chaitanyam. Guru has woken up from this waking world, dream number two. What is the difference? That dream disappears, but this dream number two appears, continues. Now Guru is teaching to the Sishya, who is in dream number two, and Guru watching the dream number two and saying, this dream number two waking world is mithya. It is unreal. When Guru says, what it means? Guru says, hey Sishya, from my Sakshi Chaitanyam standpoint, this waking world, body, mind, complex, the wakerhood, waking world objects, waking world transactions, waking world itself, less real. Less real. Sometimes we say unreal also. Sometimes we can say less real. Less real is equal to unreal. Unreal is equal to less real. Is equal to mithya. From gurus, who, which guru? The guru who has woken up to that absolute reality, recognized that paramarthika satyam, who is seeing this dream world number two, dream number two, which continues after jnanam also. The sishya also must see like that. Yes, guru. Yes, guru. What you said is right. Now I have woken up from the dream number two. And chollanu. Oru naalukku chollanu. I am waiting. Okay. Drashtru srotru mantra. Now look into the shloka. Very powerful shloka. Drashtru means seer. The one who sees. Using the eyes, looking at object. Drashtru or drashta, seer. Shrotru, hearer. The one who is hearing is called shrota, hearer. Tatha, mantra. The one who thinks, thinker. Manta. Vignatru. The one who is knower. Vignata, knower. Tadu aksharam eva. The seer, the hearer, the thinker, the knower is aksharam brahma only. Aksharam eva. Next line. Tadu drashta anyat na tasmad. Tasmad aksharat drashta anyaha na. So first line, drashta is aksharam brahma, srota is aksharam brahma. That means hearer is aksharam brahma, hearer is aksharam brahma, seer is aksharam brahma, thinker is aksharam brahma, knower is aksharam brahma. Now you are all seeing me or not? You are all seers? You are seeing me? All of you are hearing me? You are all hearers? You are all thinking? You are all thinkers? You are all knowing Upadesha Sahasri. You are all knowers. That means, who is seeing, who is hearing, who is thinking, who is knowing is Aksharam Brahma. You said, I am the knower, I am the thinker, I am the seer, I am the hearer. Therefore, you have to say what? I am Aksharam Brahma. Who says? Upanishad says. Upanishad says, Shankaracharya quoting. That's all. Aksharam Brahma eva. Anyaha na. Tasmad aksharat drashta anyaha na. This drashta, the seer, hearer, knower, thinker is not different from aksharam brahma. Since I am the knower, I am the seer, I am the hearer, I am the thinker. Thinker is aksharam, knower is aksharam, and seer is aksharam, hearer is aksharam. Since I am hearer, knower, thinker, seer, I am aksharam brahma. Am I different from? No. Drashta anyaha na. Therefore, A is equal to B. B is equal to C. Therefore, A is equal to C. Drashta is aksharam. I am the drashta. Therefore, I am aksharam. Seer is aksharam brahma. I am the seer. Therefore, I am aksharam brahma. Hearer is aksharam brahma. I am hearer. Therefore, I am aksharam brahma. Thinker is aksharam brahma. I am the thinker. Therefore, I am aksharam brahma. Knower is aksharam brahma. First line. Therefore, this knower is not different from aksharam brahma. I am the knower. Therefore, I am aksharam brahma. I am not Ahankara. I am Aksharam Brahma. Thinker, knower. Thinker is thinker because of me. Knower is knower because of me, Sakshi Chaitanyam. Hearer is, and the ear is common. Seer, ear. Hearer, ear. Endless hear verb. Knower, K-N-O-W, ER. Thinker, T-H-I-N-K-E, ER. Thinker. S-E-E-R, ER. Seer. Hearer, H-E-A-R, ER. Hearer. And the ER, ER, ER belongs to me. Where eye perception is there, hearing may not be there. Where hearing purpose is there, function, thinking may not be there. Where thinking is there, knowing may not be there. But I am there whether they function or not. Anyat na asti. Drashta anyat tasmat aksharat na asti. Tasmat ahameva drashta. Ahameva manta. Ahameva srota. Ahameva gnata. Tasmat ahameva aksharam brahma. Very powerful mantra. Brihadaranyaka 3.3.11. Shariraka brahmanam, even akshara brahmanam also we, gargi brahmanam we can call, in akshara brahmanam same topic comes. Tasmat drashta aham aksharam. Since drashta is none other than aksharam brahma, therefore I am drashta is none other than aksharam. So Mundaka and Upadesahasri closely going, you know. Next shloka. Very simple, but it is very, very important. Who am I now? I am hearer. I am seer, I am hearer, I am thinker, I am not. But all well you are doing. Four actions you are doing in the class. Seeing, hearing, thinking and knowing. All these four you are doing. Really speaking, who is doing? Ahankara cannot do by itself. Ahankara doesn't exist by itself. Ahankara is formed because of Sakshi Chaitanyam. So Sakshi Chaitanyam through the mind, through the ears and it is hearing. Sakshi Chaitanyam only through the mind it is thinking. Sakshi Chaitanyam alone knowing through the intellect. Sakshi Chaitanyam alone hearing through the ears. Because these are all jadam. They cannot do anything. Next shloka we will read. Shloka 21. Stavaram jangamam chaiva. Drashtrutvadikriyayutam. Sarvamaksharamevatam. Sarvasyatmaksharam tvaham. This is called Akshara Brahmanam or Gargi Brahmanam, above mantra. That mantra runs like this. Adrishtam drashtru asrutam shrotru amatam mantru avignatam vignatru. That is the mantra. Nanyatadosti drashtru, nanyatadosti shrotru, nanyatadosti vignatru. That is the mantra continuation. Brihadaranyaka, care of those who attended long, long ago, we can remember. Now look into this sloka. That's why from this only we get this mantra. Tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam. Because of that Chaitanyam only everything is illumined. Tameva anubhatam. Sarvam bhantam. Everything is evident because of that only. What are all evident? In enumeration. Stavaram jangamam cha eva. Stavaram means plants. Jangamam, animals and human beings. All moving one. Jangamam cha eva. Drashtrutvadi kriyayutam. All of them have drashtrutvadi. Seeing, hearing, knowing. Even plants also respond. Isn't it not? All those activities, kriya yutam, they are all having activities. Now all of you are sitting here, you are doing what? Seeing, hearing, writing, moving, stretching legs, something or other you are doing. Kriya yutam or not? Kriya yutam. What kriya? Drashtru, and seeing, etc. Seeing etc. means what not. So many. Na nalanji chonne, innu patthu kudu chollala vaninga elidikalam. And scratch, itching, mosquito and then scraping. Something or other. And sweating is there, no? Swiping, you know, what, wiping. So many things like that. Some people have legs movement habit. Legs moving. Some people are having a chewing habit. Chewing. Something or other. Something, some people are having a habit of blinking. Blinking. Everybody blinks. Blinking. Breathing. Breathing. Drashtrut adi. Adi padat. Etc. etc. Kriyayutam. Is there edo sandehama? How practical it is, see? All you are a kriya yutam or not now? Endowed with activities or not? Activities. Okay. Sarvam aksharam eva ataha. All of them are aksharam only. Ataha sarvam aksharam eva. Sarvasya atma aksharam tu aham. Therefore, drashta, manta, so, srota, vignata, all these, ganta, you can add also, ganta, walker, sleeper, eater, all ER irukku, ennen irukku, ninga oru dictionary in maadhiri eludhalam, big list, eater, thinker, walker, so sleeper, all those activities, all are nothing but aksharam. Therefore, tasmat aham aksharam. All these activities are done by the jada shariram, jada manas, aidi sakshi chaitanyam, blessed the mind, formed chidabhasa, my lower eye, my reflection, and I am hearing, knowing, thinking. Ippidi patta nanu eppadi aayindirukku? Sorrow, depression, oppression, insult, guilt. So many problems of problems. Now tell me, where are problems? Are they in ahankara or in sakshi chaitanyam? Ahankara ahi nahi. Where is the problem? Reflection is real or false? False. Therefore, they are not there, but I am thinking they are there. That is the problem. If they are there really, book close one, we go one. If they are really there, yes or no? Yet satyam tat abadhyam. Whatever is real cannot be negated. Therefore, ahankara problems are not real. Because ahankara is not real. Ahankara is my reflection. Reflection is not real. Mirror problem, reflected face problem is not my face problem. You have not, correct? Mirror has got some problem. So reflected face has got some problem. But a problem is there in the reflected face. Is it a connectable? Accountable? Do you count it? You know, throw that mirror, get another mirror, because mirror has problem. Ahankara has got a problem because mind has got some issues, problems. Mind issues are because of ignorance. There are no problems at all in the world. There are only situations. Now are you free from problems or not? Appadi sollakoodadhu. I am free and sollakoodadhu. Why? Swamini, there are no problems. Where is the question of freedom? Eppadi sollanum? Advanced answer. Normal answer enna Swamini, because of your teaching I am free from problems enna innu varla nardham. Eppadi sollanum theriyuma? because of your teaching, therefore I am free from problems. Problems are not there at all. Because ahankara is just my lower, unreal, vyavaharika nature. It is vyavaharikam, vyavaharika satyam is mithya, unreal. Therefore what? Sakshi can happily enjoy this vyavaharika cinema, drama. You have to convert this vyavaharika prapancha activities, interactions into a movie. Otherwise it will move you. It moves you if you won't convert. If you won't convert this vyavaharika world interactions as a movie, okay, it moves you. It shakes you. It threatens you first. It moves you. It moves you. You become emotional. Too emotional. Because it is moving. That's why emotional. Emotional. Okay. Emotional or emotional something. Sthavaram jangamam chayeva drashtrutvadi kriyayutam sarvam aksharameva ataha sarvasya aham adhishtanam. Therefore aham aksharam eva. I am aksharam only. Aham tu aksharam only. Aksharam anna enna aksharam kekadunga. Alphabet. Anna alphabet illa. Brahman nat sharati iti imperishable Brahman consciousness existence principle aham asmi. Aham Brahma. Aham brahmaivedamidam purastat dakshinataha uttarena adhascha urdhvam. I am only. Next shloka 22. Very interesting shlokas. Simple, at the same time, if you remember the Upanishadic teaching, it is very, very nice. Sthavaram jangamam sarvam. So sthavaram anna jangamanna gnapakichukano. Wherever, whatever you see, when I am seer, I am aksharam. Whatever is seen is namarupa. Ahankara, through ahankara I am seeing. Ahankara is my... Swamiji gives a nice example. See, when you bring the sticker, and you stick it as it is, it won't take sticker, apade kondu vandi. You want to stick it, it won't stick. You have to remove the backside and the gum part on the... Put another paper. You remove that. Then you stick it. Then you, it will get stuck. Adi madri, it will get stuck to that only. Adi madri, paper aksharam brahma. You the sakshi chaitanyam. I am sakshi aksharam brahma, aksharam brahma. In the ahankara mamakara otti nirka paper pinnadi. Adi kilichi fai pannu. Remove that. You remove that sticker, aham mama, scrape pannano. Adi madhyalo vechindi, sakshi chaitanya aksharam brahma, sakshi chaitanya aksharam brahma, na husband, wife, ella comes in the middle. Na. You remove that and sakshi chaitanya aksharam brahma, correct apade ottikona. When aham mama, apade remove pannano. And the pinnadi irukra paper remove pannada ottikona. Nice example. No? அது மாதிரி நம்ம விடமாட்டோம். அது அகம் பிரம்மா விடமாட்டோம். சாஸ்திரம் மாத்திரம் அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி, அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி, அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி. ஆஸ் எ நாம ரூப வாச்சியார்த்த ஐ கேன் நெவர் பி அக்ஷரம் பிரம்ம. வாச்சியார்த்த அகங்கார ஐ கேன் நெவர் பி அக்ஷரம் பிரம்ம. ஓன்லி லக்ஷார்த்த ஐ தி சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் ஆம் அக்ஷரம் பிரம்ம. அதுதான். ஓகே.
அகாரிய சேஷமாத்மானம் அக்ரியாத்மா க்ரியாபலம் நிர்மமம் நிரஹங்காரம் யஃ பஷ்யதி ஸ பஷ்யதி. காரியசேஷம்
akaryasesham atmanam. Means karyasesham means that who is connected to action. Karyasesham means who is connected to action is karta. Karyasesham means karta. Akaryasesham means who is not connected to action is called akarta. Whoever knows this akarta atma aham asmi, akaryasesham atmanam. What a word, you see. Akarta ni cholalam illiyo. Akaryasesham atmanam. Atmanam, whoever knows the self, yaha pashyati atmanam. What type? Whoever sees, whoever knows, whoever recognize, whoever discover their self. What type of self? Akaryasesham. Akaryasesham anna actionless. Actionless. That means non-doer. Akarta atmanam yaha pashyati. Not only that. Akriyatma kriyabhalam. Once I am akarta, I am not able to do anything. Therefore I can be called as what? Akriyatma. Akriyatma means actionless self I am. Kriya means action. Atma means self. Akriya means actionless. Actionless self I am. I am actionless self means akarta. Akriyavan I am. I am not karta. I am not doing any kriya. Therefore I am akarta. Can there be a phalam? Therefore akriyatma phalam. No, there is no phalam in me, the akarta, because I am not a doer. Akaryaseshamatmanam akriyatma kriya phalam. Once I do kriya only, phalam comes. Since I am not doing any kriya, there is no phalam. Akartrutvat akriyatvat phalam nasti. There is no phalam. Therefore what? Nirmamam nirahankaram. Since there is no kriya, kartrutvam and phalam, phalam is not there. Where is the question of mamakara, ahankara? If I do only, I am the doer, I want to get this phalam. A ritualist ajnani, when he is doing some rituals, I am doing this ritual, I am the performer, I want to, I am doing certain activities, kriyas, I want to get phalam. That type of thinking is relevant to that ajnani who is doing, who is a karta, who is kriyavan. He wants to phalam. Since I recognize I am Sakshi Chaitanyam, I am akarta, I don't have any action, can there be a phalam? Since phalam is not there, kriya is there, because kriya is not there. Kriya is not there because I am not a karta. Because of that, can there be a mamakara? Can there be a ahankara? So nirmamam nirahankaram. There is mamakara lessness. I am free from mamakara. Nirahankara, free from ahankara. Ahankara rahitaha aham, mamakara rahitaha nirmaman means mamakara rahitaha aham. Ahankara rahitaha aham. Iti yaha pashyati. The one who knows this, saha pashyati. He is the one really seeing. He is the one who is really knowing. Seeing means knowing. He is the one who is really knowing. Are you really knowing or unreally knowing now? Therefore, saha pashyati. Shankaracharya says, he is alone really knowing, or she alone is really knowing. Yaha pashyati, saha eva pashyati. Otherwise, pashyanna vina pashyati. Don't come to that conclusion. Pashyanna vina pashyati. Studying years together, sometimes I blink like this, you know, I say, why, you know, don't think Swamini has got some problem. The person blinking, when Guru says, you are Satya Nitya Buddha Swarupa Atman Nana. Nana. But blinking then, that is a blinking. Saha na pashyati. யஹ பஷ்யதி அஹம் அகர்த்தா அக்ரியவான் பலம் நாஸ்தி தஸ்மாத் அஹங்காராபி நாஸ்தி மமகாராஹ அபி நாஸ்தி இதி அஹம் சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் யஹ பஷ்யதி ஹூயவர் நோஸ் தட் சஹ பஷ்யதி ஆல் உபதேச சாஹஸ்ரீ ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் பஷ்யந்தி பஷ்யந்தி வா நவா பஷ்யந்தி. நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோக 23. மமாஹம் காரயத்ரேச்சாஹம் சூன்யா ஏவ ஸ்வபாவதஹ ஆத்மநீதி யதி ஜ்ஞாதம் ஆத்வம் ஸ்வஸ்தா கிமீஹிதைஹ. That's why Acharya says, remain, Adhvam, may you remain, relax. Adhvam means tishthata, may you all remain like this, swasthaha, kimihate. Once you remain as Atma Swarupam, you are Purnaha, I am fulfilled, accomplished, what I have to accomplish. Therefore, what else I can desire? ஜானாதி இச்சதி எததே. நோயிங் ஃபர்ஸ்ட், ஜானாதி ரிடக்ஷன் சேல், ஜானாதி தென் டிசைர் தென் எததே. யத்னேச்சா பிரயத்னம் டிசைர், டிசைர் இஸ் தேர், வாண்டிங் வில் பி தேர். ஒன் வாண்டிங் இஸ் தேர், வாண்டிங் பர்சன், ஐ வாண்ட், ஐ வாண்ட், ஐ வாண்ட் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் டிசைர். Then I, because of desire, I put effort. Yatram. Yatati. Janati, ichchati, yatati. First I know, then I desire, then I put effort and I want to get it. Now, how can I desire anything other than Atma? Because I he nai. Really they are not there. They are all only nama, rupa, mithya. They are all anityam. There is no sukha in that, in anything, in any object, real sukha is not there. How can I desire, how can I put an effort towards them? Therefore what? Adham. May you remain relaxed. Relax or not now? There is nothing to desire in this world. No, desire varade swaminiyana. Because you are giving reality to that, you are getting desire. Therefore, அப்புறம் குட்டு கடிக்கும். You desire and go for it and it won't work, then you will get a problem. Because you give reality to them, you desire. Once I don't give reality to them, I don't see any benefit in them, through them, then what I want? Because I don't want, because Atmane Vatmana Tushtaha. ஆத்மன்யேவ ஆத்மனா துஷ்டா கிமிச்சன் கஸ்ய காமாய சரீர மனசஞ்சவரேத். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.